Welcome, viewers, and huge thank you to Beverly Rhodes for returning to a much demanded part three. We've been calling this series, you're welcome, From the Club to Prison with Diddy. We're also going to be discussing J-Lo, and I'm sure many other names are going to come up. And there was tons of questions unanswered last time, guys. So if you did have an unanswered question, put them in the chat now, because there's already hundreds watching and it's going to start gaining momentum fast. So get your questions in, please. So, Beverly, how's it been since last time then? What have you been focusing on?
It's been a wild ride, and there's been a lot of interesting new stuff coming through. Particularly, I had a quick look at Demi Moore and the gentleman that she was married to, and there are some tendrils of energy that is still there. And I think that in the next week, I predict that within the next 5 to 7 days, there is going to be a phenomenal interest in what they were getting up to and who did what, where, and how. So we're definitely going to see a lot of stuff coming forward there. I also wanted to quickly say to all our American viewers watching, happy Thanksgiving coming up, because it's a very important time with the energies across the country. So, you know, stand together, folks.
Yeah, so I'm just going to pull a picture up here of the very couple you are talking about. Because Ashton, you know, his, it's overlapped into many of the other stories that we've been covering.
Ah, there, yes, that's it. Yeah,
Yeah, and what were you starting to feel about these two?
I found that he did pull away, and the energies from him is very different to her. She is far stronger than he is, and I would put her at like a 5 or a 6 on the scale of energetics. Whereas him, he's actually, his energetics and frequencies is very weak, and I think that, you know, his ways with Diddy and people around, particularly, he's not able to stand up for himself at all. He's really very, very weak energy. So, and I think she's then able to use him as ever she wishes, which is exactly what she's done. If anybody stands a possibility of flipping and turning state's evidence, it's the Kutcher chap. I think he's very weak, and I don't think he would cope with being sort of interrogated. And he certainly wouldn't cope with anything to do with prison either. So my bet would be if the powers that be and investigators, if they could find somebody that could flip, it would be him.
When you say energetic scale, this is a separate scale from the scale you were ranking Beyonce and Oprah on.
That's the demonic scale.
The demonic scale.
Yeah, well, you know, there, in God's creatures, there's different layers of beings. And when you start looking at, you know, the different layers, there are layers that are numbered. And then you can understand where more or less these entities pitch up and how much individuals have to do with these entities. So when we're looking at Celestine, which is the name that when I connect with the Beyonce person, it is Celestine that I speak to her as on that energetic level. Don't speak to her as Beyonce. She doesn't come across as Beyonce. It's Celestine. And the thing that is with her, which shall remain unnamed, that thing is quite high up the scale.
All right. So like I said to the viewers, put the questions in, and there's lots of questions coming in about Ali Carter. Have you looked into Ali Carter?
I've had a big look, actually. She was part of the work that I was doing during the week, and I had a look at her. The one thing I will say is I didn't look at the bloodline. So that's the first thing I will say open here. I know that it would be very interesting to understand whether she is actually Tupac's love child or not, but I didn't actually look into the bloodline and what's going on around it. What I did look at is I looked at the remaining energy that has stayed in her auric field around her from what she went through. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because if anyone's read my book, you will know that Ali Carter's and my story are almost similar, are just about the same. So the abduction, the going into various tunnels and all the different things that I've seen around her. She is also a survivor warrior, the same as I am. And I will call it out, and she's calling it out. So I honor her as a warrior, and I honor what she's been through, because if anybody's able to shed some light on what she went through and accurately state categorically, that is the person, and have that person in a lineup and say, that is the person that did this to me. Pretty much the same as what I did. Name and shame them. Just name and shame them. Lock the key, throw the key away. Why not? I think she'd be able to. And I believe her story about her survival, and I believe what she experienced. I will say that I know by her, the way she is, that she's suffering from complex PTSD. However, I have been healed from complex PTSD. I don't have any areas anymore where I'm triggered, which I used to be triggered, and that's all stopped now. So she can heal, she will heal, and she's got a lot of good folks around her that are praying for her and helping her. So yes, absolutely.
Do you see anything from the demonic realm or any other negative realms becoming obstacles for Ali Carter, or trying to send Ali Carter bad vibes presently?
I think that yes, there are. I did, when I had a look at her, I did see on the side there was, on the left, because it usually comes through on the left, I did see quite a large spiky energy coming from the left, a very dirty one. And that's coming specifically from someone who's in prison at the moment. And it could be anybody that's in prison, but nonetheless, that's what's being sent through. I wouldn't be surprised if she receives a cease and desist letter at some point, I think very soon. And I do think that her energy around her body with her mental health issues, I think she needs some help, because she's very upset about things. And I think her ability to be able to cope with the lots of more that's coming her way is going to be quite difficult. I think if we can help her, that would be great.
So you mentioned Ali's PTSD, and a follow-up question has come up here about your own healing from it. This is from D Smalls. How do you heal from CPTSD? I thought that was neurological once it's that advanced.
I don't know whether it's neurological. I can only talk from my own experience, because I took a long time to heal from it, from after 2005, when I had to deal with all of the memories. Because let's not forget, all of my CSA and all of the R-word stuff, that was all when I was young, up to the age of 14. And I had buried it. And then when I was blown up in the 2005 London bombings in London here, unfortunately, I had a really bad bang on my head. And that caused a schism, and it opened up all sorts of things. And all the memories came back, and there it was. And it was quite shocking. I thought that none of that had ever happened, but actually it had. And I had to deal with that. So I did emotional freedom technique with someone who's very gifted. I have a couple of individuals that are masters in emotional freedom technique, and they were absolutely wonderful. What else did I do? I did some NLP, neuro-linguistics programming, and freedom techniques, timeline working as well. I did a lot of work over many years with an individual that's extremely well-skilled. And who works in the NHS, and she has been there literally every day for a few years, until such time as I was no longer bringing up any resistance to what I'd seen. So I can not only can I work on cases, I can see things. I can deal with individuals that are going through things in a logical, calm, and compassionate way. Whereas before, I probably would have been triggered. So that's the way that I did it. And I mean, there are some tips and techniques that I would definitely pass on to Ellie. I'm not sure how I could help her, but certainly I can tell her what I did that helped me and freed me from it.
Question from Chris. Are Ali and Jag safe and will they testify?
Jag is not safe. That's definite. There's a lot of very strong energy around her. And there's a lot of individuals that just want this lady gone. But I think she's a strong lady and I think she knows it. She does, she knows. And I think she's making sure that whatever she needs to do, like, you know, hiding documents or placing documents in safe areas with people that can be trusted, like the gentleman that looks after her, I think that's great. Ellie is not in as difficult a situation as Jag is. And that's, I think that is also because they don't believe the powers that be that are trying to remove these individuals. I don't think they think she can remember everything. But when I see her energy spiking the way that it does, she remembers and she can identify folks. And I think that hopefully they'll consider that maybe she doesn't remember everything, which is fine, and leave it at that, which will bring her safety.
Question from BMJ Media. Mm-hmm. So Ali Carter has had people stalking her house. Does that present a high risk?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it does present a high risk. But I think with Ali's intentions, she is not going to back down. I definitely got a very strong light around her, a very strong energy signature. So she won't back down. They can stalk her. But I think that individuals that could help Ali should help Ellie now and put her into a safe environment so that she can talk and say what she needs to say, but also remain safe.
So Solvig's asking, where does this information you're saying presently come from?
It comes from remote viewing, and it comes from my 44 years of experience of looking at energy signatures around individuals and looking at what those energies mean, because over the years I've learned that certain types of spikes or certain types of energy signatures mean specific things. You know, like there's a particular energy that comes about when someone's about to leave the earth that's going to pass or commit suicide. All of those things are there. That those signatures are very different. Pretty much like if you think of a rainbow. When you see a rainbow, those rainbow colors are very different, and that's what the energy signature looks like. So that information comes from the way that I see it. This is why I always caveat with the say, this is what I see, and it's something that we can maybe add allegedly, but that is what I see, and that's what it generally means, and usually I'm proven right over time.
And for people who've missed the other two episodes in this series with Beverly, there are links in the description box, as there are links to Beverly's website and book. So please check out and support her important work. So a few of the viewers are asking if there's anything they can do to help Ali Carter.
I think that's a great question. So the person's called Woofy. Oh, how cute. I think if we can, because everything is frequency. Everything is frequency. Everything is attached by energy. So if you can think of the Ali person and just surround her in light and just send light to her and just send that calming energy and strength, that it will reach her. It definitely will reach her.
Okay. And the other person, another person that a lot of questions are coming up about is J-Lo. Now, we've had Natanya on here the past several days in a row. She's an extremely powerful speaker. In her story, she alleges that at the nightclub with J-Lo and Diddy, she was shot in the face by Diddy. And, you know, I was mesmerized listening to her give the details of that last night, actually. And a lot of people in the chat are asking, for your thoughts on J Lo and also for your thoughts on Natanya?
Well, when I looked at Natanya, I actually, what I saw with the energies, because it's quite recent, what's happened, I saw this coming from the side, and then as she turned, I saw this bullet type thing going into her face. That is what I saw energetically, and that's the image, because when we remote view, we get whole images, but that's the whole image from start to finish. So what I would need to do is I would need to back it up. So I'd have to look on the left, on the right, at the top, at the bottom, and then do a full remote viewing session on everything. So that's emotions, colors, looking at, you know, what else do we see around them? Try to, if possible, have a look to the left and right and see what is the energy signature of the person to the right and to the left, and then start building up a picture. So that's what we do when we do crime scene investigations, or when I go work on murders. I've got a nice murder at the moment that I'm working on behalf of the family. And that's one of the ones I'm looking at the crime scene. So that's what I do, is I build up slowly. I build up a picture, and I have a look at what is happening. And I think Natanya has got a very strong energy. And she's telling the truth. I didn't get any sort of popcorn popping signatures where you end up having somebody that has to quickly think through because they're telling porky pies lies. I don't get any of that with her at all. Factual lady, strong lady, factual. It might be a case that she might very soon end up getting another letter to say, you know, maybe you shouldn't be talking about this, but that's fine. Let them carry on. Let them put the frighteners on. That's okay. She's a strong lady. She will be able to, you know, talk her truth, because it is her truth. It's her path. It's what she's meant to be doing, and she will do it.
So one of the points Natanya raised was that there are many people in prison doing really long sentences because they were present when someone else committed a crime. In this country, it can be under joint enterprise laws, for example.
Okay.
And she's wondering if she will ever get justice for Diddy shooting her in the face and J-Lo being an alleged co-conspirator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's the handbag thing that I keep getting. Yeah, I just keep getting a handbag thing. I did a whole thing on J-Lo today. I found some very strange things. And I had a giggle about something, actually. It's not about the handbag thing. But what I found very interesting is when I was doing the body scan, I got underneath her belly button. And a belly button, I found that there was a certain area of her body that at some point was plaited and had a weave done on it. And I thought, how is that even possible? But that's the type of level of energy that she has, that obviously at that time, in those 3 years that she was with Puff Diddy, he had some very strange ideas on what he liked, and that was one of them. So for me, it does two things. One, it tells me I'm on the right track. Secondly, it also tells me I'm in the right time frame, because things like hairstyles, clothing, makeup styles, and the way in which it's moving is the correct time frame for me to go and have a look at. So, and then when I had a look at that too, she was pushing back. So the fact that there was this confusion around what was happening, I think that's a big thing around the J-Lo person. And I think she needs to consider which side of this argument she's going to decide to fall. Is she going to say what she needs to say, or is she going to back Puff up again?
I'm just going to show you a picture of J-Lo.
Okay.
Because this is a recent picture. And when I saw this picture, I immediately thought something very ghoulish about her these days. And you know, this is your realm, the realm of Been able to sense these things. Let me just pull it up. Here we go.
I might ask you to do an experiment quickly.
Can you see her there?
Yeah, I can. Oh, look at the throat. Yeah, like the throat. Interesting. So what, anybody that's looking at these celebrities, always a very good little exercise to do. And try this. It works every time. Take a nice piece of card, maybe a postcard or something like that. And when you, ideally, if it's face on, it would be best because then you can see. And cut the face in half. So cut it off and then look at the two different sides. And generally, we find that where the energies don't match, so the left side and the right side are very different because there is an interference or an attachment onto the aura. Those two sides of the face, you will look like it's two different people. So when I look at her, I look at the two different sides. So I can see on the left side, definitely there's an attachment there. And there is hyper emotionality happening there too. And that is because she's in a quandary. There is the two sides there, and there, it's seriously battling each other. So from that point of view, yes, she's got a lot of thinking to do, and she's got to think about, she needs to start putting herself first. Because she hasn't been, and she's a bit of a workaholic too, and I think she does that. She just works, and is focused on working in order just to, you know, move away from all of this happening, because she doesn't. She's very uncomfortable answering anything or even thinking about the Puff Diddy situation. But I think she does need to consider what her position is going to be, because very soon she's going to have questions asked, and certain individuals in authority will be asking her those questions.
Good. And hopefully that will be on the path to Netanya, for Netanya to get her justice. So Sophie is asking, can you repeat the part about her stomach belly button? Because Sophia didn't quite understand that.
Okay. So when I had a look at it, it was that underneath her belly button, there is things that are quite difficult. So that it might be a stomach issue. It might be something to do with that she has a very sensitive stomach or something. Because I didn't pick up large amounts of alcohol in there at all. So I think there's something to do with maybe it's very sensitive, or maybe she has, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, or she has something which stops her really from eating a lot, or from taking on too much alcohol. So that was a very strong thing. So that's, for me, I found that interesting, because at these parties and things, I believe that there's lots of alcohol going around, and that underneath her belly button, where the stomach is and the duodenum, large intestine, all of those, that has not got the ability to absorb large amounts of alcohol. So that's the first thing. That's the stomach and the belly button. The belly button is, I also get an injury on the belly button. So I don't know whether she tried to put a belly ringy thing in there, but that there's an injury around there. So I don't think that worked out too well for her either. And then the other thing below the belly button with lady parts, I saw it plaited with a weave in it. So I think you know what I'm trying to say there without getting too rude. So, and that's something that Puffy liked.
Sam is wondering if J-Lo had anything to do with Kyle Marissa's death. Kyle Marissa is a TikToker.
I'm afraid I don't know the Kyle Marissa person. So I'm sorry, Sam. I can't answer that one, because I would have to find out what the real name of the Kyle person was and have a look.
Bailey's asking, why do you think J-Lo doesn't want anyone to look her in the eyes?
That's a great question. I like that question. So when everybody knows that eyes are the mirror of the soul, and when somebody is tussling with what they should do, how they should do it. They do worry about how much of their soul is visible through their eyes. And because it's hard for her to consider where she should go and what she should do, because she's on the fence at the moment, she doesn't want to look at anyone in the eyes for fear that they'd clock it and they would understand, hang on a minute, this person has got a lot to hide. And plus, if the attachments that are around her from all these parties that, you know, that she was at, various types of parties, because of the large amounts of alcohol at these parties and other substances, that will always connect with the darker realm. So it would also be the darker ones that might be behind her or walking with her. She wouldn't want to look up because you'd be able to see it.
Sophie is wondering whether J-Lo's sacral chakra is imbalanced or something.
Yeah, Sophie, that's correct. It is totally out of whack there. It's totally imbalanced. I think a lot of that was due to the relationship that she had for 3 years with Diddy. And I think that, you know, there was a lot that happened in that relationship that really threw her off the rails. And that would have, because there's things that she wasn't comfortable doing, that definitely pushed that entire basal area out of whack.
Which demon does J-Lo serve? That's from W. Chills.
Okay. Unlike Celestine, aka Beyonce, there isn't a particular entity that comes forth. I didn't see or pick up one, but they do pick up attachments. So they're probably lower level, so they wouldn't be as high up as the one that Celestine Beyonce has. It would be much lower, and I don't think it's one that is able to connect extremely well with, you know, stage work and talent and that sort of thing, because I think it's not on the same level as the one that walks with Beyonce. So it's not a high level demon; it's a lower level demon.
Okay, viewers, we are halfway through our interview part three with Beverly. And thank you for all your questions. There's so many come in. It's going to be a case of we'll try and get through as many as possible. There's almost 100 come in. So far today, we've covered J-Lo and Ali Carter and some Diddy. And we are going to continue on. There's over 2,500 watching live presently. So all of Beverly Rhodes' links are in the description box, website, contact at the website, and book, etc. So please support Beverly's important work. All right. And Reverend Cat Carroll, for those who want to dabble in remote viewing and divination, how can they protect themselves?
Oh, nice to see you, Reverend Cat. Happy Thanksgiving. I know you're in America because I can see you've given $20. That's wonderful. I think ideally there's usually before we start with our session, we do a prayer and a meditation, and we also make sure that we don't have any sort of outward influences so that we're not informed by other things. So we try to do as much blind work as possible. So uninformed about individuals is usually best. But certainly we try to ensure that we don't take any alcohol at all for at least 24 hours, maybe 48 hours before, because it does cause havoc. Also, antihistamines, that causes a problem as well and reduces the protection levels. And we do, I do either salt baths or alternatively, I fill a tumbler with water, add salt, and then put my name in it and all the others in my remote viewing group, their names in it to enable additional protection. But certainly the usual types of protection, so the meditations beforehand and coming from the right space, I think, is probably the best possible protection. And the last area of protection is if you pick up in the energies that you are at risk or you're in danger or something is following you back, get back, close up. There is a way in which you close up all your chakras, close up your energies, close your auric field completely, So that you don't bring whatever it is that you've come across back with you. Thank you, Reverend Kent.
You're getting asked if you know who Sloane Bella is, the psychic medium.
I've heard of Sloane Bella. Yes, I have. I don't know her personally, but I do. Yes, I do know of her.
A lot of people are asking, and I'm fascinated to know as well, your thoughts on whether it will be short-lived, whether he will go full term, or whether he'll come to an untimely ending, because so many people have tried to assassinate him so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I years ago, I picked up that Reagan, there would be an attempted assassination on Reagan. And I sent a message to certain individuals at the White House and other areas. And luckily for me, I've still got some really much older people, shall we say, that although are not in service anymore in the White House, but I have said to them that they seriously need to up their ante there, because there's so many energies that want him to be taken out. I think there's a possibility that he will get injured. I see something getting to him on the left side, and something will get through. The individual that's going to undertake this is a clean back. In other words, it's a lone wolf, and it's somebody that nobody even knows about. This person is not known. It's not a known person. It's not someone that the forces or security forces would even know. This is coming from a totally different source. So, and that is what is going to be able to hurt him.
How is Diddy doing in jail? That's from Lavender Blue.
He's not getting as many drugs as he wanted, but he is getting a lot of energy. He's sucking a lot of energy from folks in other areas and cells around him. He is able to negotiate a lot of that energy from people. He can get individuals paid to get certain things for him, so that's good. I'm not fully convinced that he's not able to get some substances, because I do think he can. And I think that he needs to be very careful, because he's going to go for the fourth round of bail. And he does have the energy of thinking, you know, Mr. Big Man, that he's going to be able to get away with it and walk out. And I doubt it very much.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we've had a character on called Courtney Burgess in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Who was, he was on with Jaguar
last
couple
night.
Of times, very controversial. And he's been requested to go back to a second grand jury on the Diddy case this week, actually. And many people in the chat are asking for your thoughts on him. And also, if you think he's being controlled, and if you do think he's being controlled, who do you think is behind the controlling of him?
Mormons,
the Mormon Church.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there are things that were for his faith. He needs to make right, and he needs to come out with, and he does need to make peace.
So he's
far stronger than anybody else, with money, with substances, with whatever. He seriously needs to come clean with stuff, which is probably why he won't talk about it, because there are things that only he knows that he needs to make peace with.
So Courtney's under an internal struggle right now. Is that what you're saying?
He is indeed. Yes. Yeah, also, he's very exhausted. When I saw him in that very, 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 very long tunnel, I just felt that, you know, he needs to go to sleep, seriously, because his energy is so depleting. If you've got a battery, that battery is not much left in that battery. And he's like, he's struggling with his own demons. He really, really is. He's very strong with his faith as a Mormon, very, very strong, but he is being pressurized to do the right thing.
Okay, Ali made a claim about past presidents and an SA assault. Mm-hmm. Will there be any charges? Past presidents never get charges. They're untouchable. Look at Clinton.
Yeah, they are untouchable, absolutely. Unfortunately, yeah, I mean, And yes, she's made claims, but it's not going to stick. They're Teflon.
Ali says she was hurt by someone with initials JR. Mm-hmm. Any idea who that could be?
No. If I'm, maybe what I should do is have a really good scratch around and look at Ali. The fact that she's just using initials, having been there initially, I did only use initials of individuals until I got to the point where I thought, oh, for goodness sake, you know, just say the name and that's it, be done with it. She will get to that point. But maybe I should have a good look and see what else I see in there, because I've only just done a cursory look at the energy signature.
This is from Seagull. Hello, Seagull. Has Beverly seen the stories about the underground Starbucks tunnels or done any remote viewing work on them?
Aha! And there it is. There it is. Okay. So now, this is not just Ovi. So it's not just remote viewing, guys. This is fact. As a survivor myself, I remember the underground tunnels. They are there. They are real. They do exist. This is not a movie. But when I was there, remember, I'm quite an old bird. So we're going back, you know, like nearly 50 years here, actually. More than 50 years. That's terrible. More than 50 years back when I was taken through the tunnels in a cage. So, yes, sorry to say, yes, they are. Yes, it does happen. Yes, they are there. Yes, they are still remaining. They are part of the historical sites, etc. In my day, there was never a Starbucks there. I don't know anything about a Starbucks. Could probably go and have a quick Ovi and have a look and see if I see it. But yes, definitely. I have started viewing. And it's quite amazing where some of them, when you follow the trail and you go up and you look up and you think, hang on a minute, there's a house there and there's somebody's garage or there's somebody's whatever. There are quite a few houses that are attached to those tunnels, loads of them. The ones that I was trafficked to, they're still there, absolutely. The handlers that are in there and the fixers that are in there, I think are probably different ones because my handler is dead. Good. And it's one of those that I can guarantee, I can say, hand on a Bible, I can say, those underground tunnels do exist because I was in them.
Well, we had Big Homie on who'd done some bodyguarding for celebs and high-end people, and he confirmed about the tunnels as well, including Diddy Tunnels. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to remote view the Diddy Tunnels?
The Diddy Tunnel, I did, John. I popped in to have a look because I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. There's more than one tunnel with the Diddy person. And the one tunnel was quite disappointing, actually. Went down it, followed it, followed the lights, got a bit damp and horrible, and then it ended up in water. What's that about? Why? So very disappointing, that one. Ended up in water, probably, I don't know, a wharf, a river, but it was definitely water, greenish, brownish water. Not that great. A bit of a damp squid, actually, because I thought I was going to get something more, but I didn't. It really just came out on the water. So that was the first one. But I will go around and go the other way next time, and then I'll be able to tell you what I find.
So your vocal tone changed when you mentioned Courtney Burgess being in a very long tunnel. Were you trying to point something out there?
I didn't want to necessarily point it out, but someone's just been super smart there, clever clogs, and has picked that up. The tunnel is quite a trigger for him. That's what I was trying to get to, because the energy on him in the back of the vehicle when he was in the tunnel, go back to the footage and have a look. And see how different he is when he's in the tunnel and when he's out the tunnel.
Is that because the people who are trying to control him were in the vehicle?
I didn't pick up the person that is controlling in the vehicle. No, I didn't pick him up. If it's certainly not a very powerful person. This is a powerful person that's going to pressurize him to do the right thing. And also the fact that has to go back and say, you know, say what he's seen, say what you see type of thing. He is struggling with that. And I think the tunnel just made it worse for him.
Yeah, there was definitely a change of atmosphere in the interview.
There was. Good. I'm glad you picked it up.
Sandra is asking, how can we save these children that are being transported in these tunnels?
Yes, we could if we knew all of the coordinates of the tunnels. Also, I will say that because of the amount of questioning that's happening with all these children, a lot of them have been moved elsewhere. You must remember there are thousands and thousands of tunnels all over America, but not just America, all over the world. There are other tunnels in other countries where they hide individuals. South Africa, there's a lot of tunnels in South Africa too, particularly where there's organizations, schools and universities and similar, you know, those sort of places. They all have tunnels underneath it where they could, to save their own hides, they could agree to hide children there. And when I was trafficked, we were drugged and then put into these like funny box things, and then put onto a very large bellied airplane, drugged. And I think we just flew. I think I lost consciousness at that point. But then when we got the other side, we were let out the box, and then not resuscitated, but we were given some water. And because I don't drink water nowadays ever, I haven't drunk water for years. And that's one of the reasons why is... no, thank you. We never know what they put in it. So unless it's something I've done myself, I won't drink it. But generally, that's what they do. They do some form of resuscitation, and then you do the business, and then they put you back in the box, and then you get sent back again. And all of that is under the ground. Nobody sees it. Nobody even knows you're there. So we would have to impress upon individuals to help us find the coordinates and then muster enough people together to go and get the children out.
So for the people asking about Jaguar Wright, we covered Jaguar Wright at the beginning of this interview. We did a lot more on Ali at the beginning and J-Lo. Mm-hmm. So go back and watch that rather than us repeat ourselves. So Studio Gem is asking, were the tunnels accessed through doors in swimming pools? Is that something?
The door in the swimming pool, if memory serves me correctly, it's actually not in the swimming pool, but it's behind the swimming pool. So you'd have like the pool wall, and then behind it, there's another sort of bulbous area. And that's where the access point is. So when they were building the pool, when they put all the steel in, that piece behind that would be one of the access points.
Do you think tunnels follow ley lines?
Some tunnels follow the ley lines, others don't. Depends what they want to use it for. If they're for sort of nefarious, negative aspects, they don't have to follow a ley line. But those other tunnels do.
Misinformation, how can we expose the people at the top?
I think that those that are coming out and talking and speaking out now, it's going to lead to an expose of four very powerful people. However, we're going to have to ask people like the big man to actually do something about it. And I think that because he's very much for saving the children, I think he will, once this comes out and there's enough evidence, I think he will make a decision, and that could lead to his demise. But generally, that's the only way we're going to do it, is people need to be brave and speak their truth. And people like Courtney, he needs to make his decision and, you know, speak the truth, shame the devil.
So Threads of Hera is getting at shipping yards here.
Yeah.
You know, I imagine if there's tunnels, there's a connection to shipping yards and people are moved about. And the question is, which shipping yards are they moved about? Is it all of them?
I will say that some of the shipping yards do already know that this type of thing is happening, because when they walk past the 6-foot containers, they can hear the children screaming inside. We make enough noise. Well, we used to make enough noise. That's why they just drug you more. But there are those where some shipping yards are saying that specific shipping containers from specific organizations, they refuse to handle the goods, in inverted commas, anymore. And they've stopped because it's too stressful for security individuals walking around at night policing to hear the children screaming. And they've stopped doing that. And that's fantastic. I think that's great. If more shipping yards actually say no, they would have to rethink things.
What is the significance of Princess Diana dying by a tunnel?
In a tunnel, yeah. Well, there's no surprise there. That's where all of the energy is enhanced, in a tunnel. Also, if you look at how things were moved forward, part of that, those energy spikes are always amplified inside a tunnel. And there's a bit of a correlation between certain individuals as well. But if you have a look at her amazing energy and her kindness and all the good things that she did, that was something that needed to be stopped. And that's why she was killed in a tunnel.
What about remote viewing Madeleine McCann?
That would be a really good one. So, yes, I would be happy to RV Madeleine McCann.
All right, so we've got that to look forward to in the future, folks. Let's see. Is there prisoners in dungeons? Are there prisoners in dungeons?
Prisoners in dungeons, as in multiple dungeons underneath areas, yes. If you're referring to the dungeons I mentioned in my book, yes, there are dungeons. They're all over the place. There's hundreds of them. There, you know, you will be so surprised which houses and which places have got dungeons, because there are a lot of dungeons and a lot of prisoners are kept in those dungeons. You know, look at John of God. He had his own dungeons where he was breeding children for the babies for the open market.
Thanks for the super chat, Robin. And Amy's wondering whether you are tired after RV.
Yes, very, very, very tired after doing RV. Because sometimes if I'm doing co-location, which means that I project myself into the timeline or into the area so that I can get a better look. So if I'm doing that, then that takes a lot of energy. But believe it or not, my favorite is having dark chocolate, because dark chocolate enhances RV abilities and gives you the boost that you need.
That's my last addiction, is dark chocolate.
That is good. I'm pleased. Good. I'm glad you go for it.
Yeah. When we were discussing tunnels, etc. earlier, were you viewing Diddy's LA or Florida home?
I think it looked like it was the Florida one, because of the water.
Can you speculate as to whether the Idaho 4 murder happened in a tunnel or a house?
Oh, Idaho 4. I'm sorry. I would have to work out what that was. I'm happy to have a look, but I don't really know.
Is Lucifer a physical being located in water, or is spirituality more ethereal?
That's a good one. Shaitan.
It is a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. This misinformation, she really comes up with some good ones, doesn't she? Well, I can only go by what I've seen. And in summoning, the thing, it does appear in solid-ish form. So I would say that it, because it's not a he, it's an it. It is neither physical nor in an etheric body, because it can do both. And it can move in water without any problem at all. It's very easy. Water is the easiest thing to move through, actually.
Are the tunnels connected to children's hospitals?
Some are, yes. Some do. And that's where some, and it's not just children's hospitals, some hospitals have individuals that are working inside the hospital that make sure that where there is a little soul, perhaps, that they say they're taking downstairs to incinerate, might not make it to the incinerator.
Imagine some are connected to care homes, because that's where they source from, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so Light of Truth. Do you remote view the Galactic Federation in Antarctica?
Yes, I've been twice to the base in Antarctica. First time I got into a bit of spot of bother because they saw me, which, yeah, so I scooted back rather quickly. But then I wasn't going to get put off because I wanted to see something specific. And then so I waited a couple of months and then I went back. So, yes, I have done an RV session on GF, Galactic Federation of Worlds. And I've got a lot of that information that I've written up over the last few years. So, yes, I have been to Antarctica, and yes, I have seen GFW.
Did Courtney Burgess intentionally relay a message by being driven through tunnels during the interview? It was bizarre. 1 week it's Illuminati hand signals, and the next week it's tunnels. She's trying to tell us something.
I don't think it was intentional, firstly, Peony. I think it was unintentional, but perhaps on a superconscious level, the level of light, I think, from what I can see with his energy, it's a cry for help for him. He does want to do the right thing. But he might end up waking up dead and end up in quiet practice. So he's got to think about what he wants to do.
Wow. So I'm fascinated by the Clintons and also Kamala. I watched, you know, her speech after she lost. And
yeah, I watched too.
Yeah. I mean, are these people, has their power diminished? Because there wasn't a billion spent trying to put her in, and I'm sure Hillary would have loved
that. You know, I'll tell you this, that the Kamala person was severely punished, because when I saw her come up, she had been punished big time. And her crafted speech was irking her because her energy was like...
It was awful.
Not a happy chicken at all, not a happy camper. And I just thought, well, you know what? That serves you right. But yeah, no, she has been punished severely. She will never be given another opportunity, ever. She failed. And for them, failure is not an option.
Because the way I view it, she was the key to Clinton's orchestrating things from behind the scenes. Was that the last shot? Have we seen the last of the Clintons now?
That was the last shot at the moment. But I will say, for the killery energy, I like that word, the killery energy in itself tells you exactly what it is. They're killery, kill. Yeah, that energy is, that battery is just about kaput. It's just about finished. There's nothing left there. And also she won't get fed much food either. So, you know, it's not going to happen.
Killery, a.k.a. the Butcher of Libya, which became the transportation of kids and females, capital of the world, after she'd gone in there. So, Zebra. What do you know of about Chateau des Amérois?
It rings a bell, but I can't remember exactly what it was. I luckily was never trafficked to anyone in France.
Does smudging really clear out sinister forces, sweet grass, sage, etc.?
It does to a point. It's probably the same as salt and using, you know, cinnamon, salt, oranges, you know, sage, all those good things. But I will say, if you've got a really difficult one, it's not going to clear the sod out, because if they're a keeper, also, if it's been attached for more than 7 years, it takes 7 years for full possession to take place. So if they've been hanging on for dear life for 7 years, you know, it's not, the smudging is not going to move that thing. And they're very clever. They're very devious. They will stay quiet and you'll think, oh, it's okay, it's gone, it's fine. And then they'll be back. So it just depends how long they've been around, rule of thumb is if it's been there for 7 years, you're going to have to do some serious work to get rid of them.
Sirius wants to know whether Jesus was a descendant of the Anunnaki.
That's a good one. I'd never thought of it that way, but the bloodline is there. I would say probably, but I think because the bloodline has been diluted by the time it had got to the era that JC was around, I would say probably, but at a level of dilution.
Who is above Beyonce in the industry?
Celestine. Well, apart from the demon that's with her, because that's definitely above Celestine. There is somebody that is a lot more powerful, but I will say every time I've had a look at Celestine, she's been too afraid to show me, because I say, Celestine, show me who's doing this to you. And she just can't, because the real Celestine, the real Beyonce person, is nothing like the Beyonce person that we see out prancing around on the stage. Totally different. She's nowhere close to that. She's actually fearful, emotional, constantly having substances fed to her, and really quite scared. So when I ask Celestine, who is doing this to you, she just closes up, and I lose that strong connection with her, because she can't bear herself or bring herself to say.
There's over 100 questions come in. The next guest hasn't arrived yet, so I'll just keep going with a few of the questions. I can see Ron in the studio as well. If Ron's got any questions, if he wants to come,
he's probably
in.
Probably jumping up and down if I know Ron.
Here he is.
Yeah, here we go. Here he comes. The Matt's got some.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And listen, I'm going to be a crowd pleaser here, right? And we're going to go into the Diddy world, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, for a lot of people who, you know, hear the words, you know, psychic, remote viewer, all this kind of stuff, when we talk about the remote viewing, we're talking effectively about you seeing what someone's seeing and their surroundings and things like this. Mm. And I don't know if you've already covered this. Apologies if you have, but you spoke previously about dark energies around people that make it harder for you to penetrate. Mm. What's that like? Can you explain a little bit of what that's like when you come across something that isn't the norm, if you will?
Okay, that's a good question, Ron. No, I don't think we've covered this before. So I will liken it to, if you can imagine somebody with thick toffee around them, that is probably the best way that I can describe it. So although toffee can be reduced or diluted through water, for me to penetrate through that is really hard. And so that I can't get through that, and that's the level of darkness around a person.
And is that tied in with their aura? When you see that there's like a thick toffee around them, is it almost within the space that you would see someone's aura, if that makes sense?
Yes, absolutely. That's correct. It would be the auric field all the way around, 7 layers, and probably the ray of intention, which comes out the top of your head.
Yep.
There's two of them, the minor and the major ray of intentions, which is your soul path.
Okay.
That generally doesn't get affected because that's your path. That's your soul path. But yeah.
So is it what the individual has achieved as a dark energy user or a blood energy user that has created this, or is it just a darkness and an evil? So for example, if somebody who had done the same horrible things but was a serial, you know, unaliver, compared to a ritualistic monster, would you see a different dark energy?
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like an unaliver type person that utilizes that type of energy to remove the spirit from a person.
Sure.
They tend to stay around for quite a while as just carnets. They hook in. Which is why it makes my job very easy for me, because when I see them, when I've been into facilities and I've seen those that are down as serial killers, they are, you know, that energy is very different, and you can always see more or less who they've managed to create on alive, and makes it easier for me to trace them. So that's the one side. The other side is then we get a totally different type of individual that uses both unalive spirits to do their bidding, because they don't know any better. And then also they are with the blood sacrifices and the blood offerings, that in itself goes into the aura. Everything we eat anyway goes into the aura, but the blood offerings more so.
So is the toffification, is that a passive byproduct of the blood rituals, or is that an imposed safety feature to protect themselves from the Jedi like yourself?
Passive.
Interesting. I'm telling you now, there's a bunch of people who are on our wavelength whose minds just blew up in the side chat, because like this is the stuff that just blows my mind. So it's a passive result. And would there be remnants within the aura of individuals who are born without the capability of love?
Yes.
And is there a building block that you can tell? Like, if you could you look at somebody who was lacking empathy, who couldn't love, and see the
absolutely, because that's in the DNA. There's strands that are switched off, but they're here to do the work. The soul path, they're here to do the work that they need to do, just as much as I'm here to be a warrior and do the work that I do. And that's why I suffered when I was young, because I needed to know firsthand. Otherwise, how do you know what you're looking at unless you've been through it? And just as much as someone like me, there's somebody else that is doing exactly the counter opposite of what I'm doing.
Oh, 100%. Okay, I'm going to turn in a corner now. Let's talk about non-living and previously living entities, right? Because I try and touch on this, and I sometimes feel like it's like watching a 12-year-old trying to explain something they've heard at school to their parents when I regurgitate this. Could you educate the side chat on the different types of entities that many of us interact with, and the fact that some of them have never been living and have never been dead?
Yeah, some of them haven't, that's true. So you do get different types, and you get different types of layers. Plus, you also get sort of, since about the year 2000, there's been a lot of what we call walk-ins that will walk into, as a soul, they will walk into a physical organic body and utilize the person's body with their consent. So I'm seeing a lot of walk-ins and walk-outs happening now, because it's time to have more beings of light that don't want to wait and go through the birth process and incarnate into a being, come through the birth canal, arrive here, grow up. So that's one fast track. Then we also have those that are splitter halves, which is exactly what it says on the tin. The person is sharing its body with another entity. So you've got two souls, two entities in one body, which has been agreed by the owner of the husk being the organic body.
Yeah.
So you can get somebody that says, okay, I will allow you to utilize my body and my path for however long, and we'll just do what we need to do. So we've got those as well. And we also have then individuals that have attachments. You've heard me talk about attachments.
Of course.
That they've picked up from somewhere. Either the person that is in this world is very naive and very innocent, or particularly innocent, or virginal, both male and female virginals. They can sometimes then end up going somewhere and be so shocked by what they see that they pick up these discarnate beings that are unalive that need to utilize them to live the rest, to live some of their life, because they're unalive and they left before their time. So a lot of like murder victims, accidental victims, a lot of suicides, you know, they tend to be attached. So you can get rid of them quite easily and send them on their way. There's a process you do for that. And then you can also have individuals that on the other side, you also have individuals where there's angelic beings that actively will work with those that have a heightened light capability.
Sure.
And spend a lot of time around them. There's a lot of those at the moment. A lot of sort of Gen Z, a lot of the new kids on the block, Indigo children, a lot of them, unbelievably, very strong, very nice. And then you will also get sort of the smaller types of beings that are what we would call guides or individuals that will help. Now, that could be somebody that was perhaps a grandparent on either side that decided, yeah, I've missed out on this particular child. I would like to help send my light and utilize my light and be with that person for a period of time. And they do make themselves known. They'll go around and hide their keys.
Or yeah.
You'll hear.
I need to press you. I need to press you, Beverly, right? And I feel like that was a very safe answer because you gear very much to the education of the light side of everything we're talking about, right? And you know where I'm positioned. And I feel like we're both. Are you scared of breathing life into the other side of that explanation? Because it's very nice to talk about spirit guides. It's nice to talk about those that you invite in and that you work with. And I will just say to anyone, the devil is always in the details. When it comes to working with these things, you need to know how to word agreements. You need to think about a lot of these things that you're getting into.
True.
But are you conditioned to just talk about the good, or are you concerned about what educating about the flip side of this can bring? Because
I think you're right. I'm not necessarily conditioned, no. But remember, I spent many years in Africa, and a little bit of knowledge on the darker side causes all sorts of havoc. And if you tell somebody something specific, you know, about those lower forms of entities in that, and they feel that that's cool or it looks great, or you want to
copy the thing, right?
Or whatever,
that's
and
the thing.
You start going down that road.
Yeah,
they take no prisoners. Trust me, they take no prisoners. And you might feel that it's super cool and it's great, but before you know it, you're in way over your head and you can't get out. So I would say, as much as there is light, there is darkness. There is a balance between all things on Earth, but be careful what you start going and looking into. Be informed, educate yourself, and make your choices. Free will is always your choice. But know that if you start down that road, sometimes it's really hard to extricate yourself from that.
100%. I just wanted some viewers to hear that coming from your mouth. I just needed people to hear that, because I try and talk about a lot of the stuff that are my beliefs, and I try and stay on the side of safety. And I just wanted to just make sure that you were doing this. The reasons why you were talking the way you were for those reasons, and I wanted everyone to hear why it's important that you listen to Beverly on these things. Now, for everyone that's saying I talk too much, I'll be quiet now. I'm sure Sean's found some questions, okay?
There's over 100 questions outstanding. It would take 10 hours to answer them all, and we really do appreciate everyone's interest. It's a credit to the fascination. And all right, so have you RV'd under the Getty Museum in LA? Any thoughts about Stephen D. Kelly?
Under the Getty Museum, yes. I found it very interesting. It's one of the ones that, if I've got nothing to do, which is rare, I like to go and pop in underneath museums. I did the Cairo Museum as well. I found that unbelievably interesting. Lots of unbelievable things there, and things that go bump in the night that are being held under them and locked away, pretty much the same as the Getty Museum. So yes, and where it leads to. Thoughts about Stephen D. Kelly? Hadn't thought about Stephen D. Kelly.
Hutchins of In Excess, were we lied to about his death?
I'm afraid that In Excess, I'm afraid I don't know. I'd have to go and have a look.
Oh, it was a bizarre way he died. Okay. Yeah, we can't talk about, I mean, we've talked about Beyonce. We've got to talk about Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Who is above the Jay-Z handler. From Hula?
The handler.
A handler.
Jay, there's always an individual that handles people. And like in my case, I had a handler in this country and I had a handler in America who pulled the strings and made the decisions. And as a child and youngster, I had absolutely no say in anything. So with Celestine, there are two handlers. There's one handler, which I can never seem to get sight of. And there is one handler that is known. And allegedly, I would say that Jay-Z could be the handler.
Wow.
Makes decisions, decides what's happening, and has decided for many, many years.
Benny wants to know, what are the signs an entity has attached itself to you? Benny, have you not seen what J-Lo looks like lately, or Kamala?
Kamala particularly. Gosh, she took a hammering. Bless her.
Yeah. What signs should people look for?
I think that the first things, the most common that I've seen over the last 40 years is an individual will complain about stomach cramps and this constant sicky, oogie, horrible, bleh, wanting to feel nauseous and sick, sleeping way too much. And then you will probably find if you've had something that's attached, particularly if they've attached in the solar plexus, then it's the stomach feels bad and you will change your way of eating. But if it's attaching the top two, tremendous headaches, eyesight, blurring, those sort of things, lots of migraines, and a change event later, change in the facial expression.
So dietary then, you said change, you know, people would change what they're eating if they got this stomach situation. Which direction would you change your diet in? What foods?
It would be something totally unaligned with you. So, you know, you would suddenly start liking something that is totally different to what you, if you never liked hot food before, you would suddenly be able to tolerate it, and you'd find likewise on the other side. If you weren't able to tolerate milk products, lactose intolerance, suddenly your whole energy value would change and you'd be okay with managing with milk. It's something that is totally unassociated with you. It will be a complete change because it's attached itself.
Got some Beyonce Jay-Z numerology here now from Kizzy. Hello, Beyonce's mother was born Celestine Ann Beyonce, date of birth January 4th, which connects her to the Kris Jenner, Jay-Z, Sean Carter 444 energy. Any insight?
Yeah, so 444 energy, same as the 666. I'll rest my case on that one. The Celestine, that's also part of the energy for the person that we know as Beyonce externally. But that's the name that I use when I speak to her on a spiritual level and when I look at her. January 4th, yeah, no surprise. If you look at the January 4th and the Sean Carter energy, it's the same energy. So whether they liked it or not, the two people were brought together because of those energies. They had a job to do and they're doing their job.
Which energy is more demonic, the 666 or the 444?
They're basically one and the same. The 666 there's not a higher energy from that than the 444. The energy value is the same. It's more around the individual. But numerically, you could say that the 666 possibly would be, because I think worldwide, those that understand the energy behind 666 would understand that energy is more demonic than any others.
What about the Pegasus Museum from Tara?
I haven't had a look at the Pegasus one. That could be interesting.
Jaguar writes that Jay-Z was seeing Beyonce's mother before he got together with Beyonce. Is that true or false? From Reshma.
Yeah, it's true.
True. Oh, Liam Payne.
Job. It's the job. That is the job. They're doing their job. That's what they were being taught to do. That is their job.
This Liam Payne tragic death as having some twists and turns. They're saying he didn't unalive himself now, which leaves other options open, and there have been arrests.
Yeah.
How do you see this developing, and what are you sensing?
I didn't see that the unalived events that caused him, you know, to end up in spirit. I think the handler, from what I saw with the energies of that balcony, I saw the handler was actually in the room. So there is a reason behind the unalived side of Liam, and I'm hoping that that will come out.
Angel's wondering if Liam Payne's girlfriend was handling him.
No, the GF, the girlfriend wasn't the handler. Mm-mm. Handler's got to be more than that. The girlfriend's not strong enough. There's no way that she'd be a handler. Nope. If you know what a handler does and how the level of power, the level of power the handler has, my word. If I just look back on my handler, the one in America, very powerful man, extremely well known in the public domain, very, very famous person. And he could click his fingers and mountains would move. So no, girlfriend would definitely not be a handler, not powerful enough.
Ron, there's still 100 questions, but we're not going to get through them. I imagine you've got some more of your own by now.
Listen, has anyone asked you about aliens?
About who? Right.
Aliens. Is there any, have you ever detected any other non-human life, like little gray people? And don't spend too much time on it. It's an intrusive thought question. But where do you stand with that?
Well, if you read my first book, there is a channeled section at the back where I talk about Da'ar, who's an off-worlder.
Okay.
Who's, yeah. So, yes.
We'll just take that as a big yes. Okay, absolutely. Love that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Sean, I've got more if you need it. Let me know.
No, I've got tons. I was just wondering if you wanted to get in before the tons...
No. Keep the side chat happy.
Cloudical.
Oh, look at this. Have they ever tried to RV me?
Yeah, and what would someone experience if they are worse than this?
Nah, they tried. I catch them. I catch them and say, don't go there, honey. Get out of my space.
How do you know? What do you sense?
Okay, right. I tell you what. No, Ron, you better come back on because I'm going to get you. I'm going to show you.
Okay.
I'm going to show you. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Hold on to your socks if you're wearing them. I'm going to show yes, because some might not be. And you never know. Sometimes when I do this as a demo, guys, anybody that's in tuning in, sometimes you might feel it. It's not intentional. I'm sorry. It's just a bounce. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Ron. And I'm going to start with Ron behind you, and I'm going to go into your back and up basal solar plexus, and I'm going to start moving. And I'm going to start with you, Sean, and I'm going to have a go at you as well. So it's the legs that I've got for you, Sean, because that's your weak point. Particularly those that are on the chair and the feet. The feet, that's where your problem is. Okay, so I'm going to move that energy now and I'm going to pull it and you're going to feel me in your stomach.
So hold on a second. I am literally sat on one of my feet on the chair squishing
it. I know. I can see that. So I'm going to nail it. So I'm not going to do more because... I don't want to frighten the SH1T out of you. But anyway, don't worry, Ron. I'll leave you alone later.
Listen, you don't scare me, right?
I know.
I'm up for guinea pigging anytime, 100%.
But we don't want that other thing that's with you to come along with it because I don't like him.
Listen, don't worry about him. Okay, I'm the boss of him.
Okay, I know you are, but I still don't like him. Sorry, don't.
I'll have a word. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Next question.
That's what happens.
What are shadow beings? They used to visit but stopped when I got my cat. I'm pagan, by the way.
Oh yeah, your shadow people are sometimes splitter halves as well. So you might get a shadow person that is part of you, your shadow person, because you'll have a different side of you. As pagan, your cat probably can see the shadow person. I also think that you haven't given the shadow person permission lately. So I would say to you, please give your shadow person, who is part and parcel of you anyway, give your shadow person.
I think they're very misunderstood. They're very misunderstood is how I feel about the shadow people.
Yes.
Right? They can be horrible. The man in the hat is a big part of my childhood. But now, now if you're getting haunted in your dreams, and once you learn how to control your dreams, there's a word for lucid dreaming, right?
Yep.
Shadow people, their power just is over with at that point because they need the fear. They need the fear, right? But we always see fear as this negative thing. So for me, fear is now just a warning before you need to act, if you see what I'm saying. And shadow people, they get a bad rep. They're creepy, right? What is that? Robin, what does that say?
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. Okay.
That is what I wrote with all my endless notes this morning when I said about tonight, that Dame Von Daisy. Robin Williams is what came up, so I knew that was coming. Okay.
Several people have asked about Robin Williams.
About Robin.
Anyone who's saying they're scared, this is just normal, okay? You're just being forced to witness it for the first time. None of this should scare you. All these things we're talking about are going on whether you like it or not. Some of you are just seeing the realities of it for the first time.
Yeah.
Just another day. Just another day.
Another day at the office. Robin Williams, I'm going to say something now. Robin Williams had a splitter half. So the entity that came was the Robin Williams that we saw. Was a splitter half. So the Robin Williams had a good soul. Yes, the splitter half was a bit naughty, but there was the two there and they both went. He was kind and he did struggle because he knew that he had multiple personalities and that the splitter half was the part of another soul. I hope that answers that.
That's great. Do we exist in a parallel universe?
Oh, God, yes, we do. I keep seeing mine. I keep check on them because I have three. And recently the old one, the one that's much older than me, she's recently gone. So that's one of the parallel universes that's gone. The other one lives in a similar place to Canada, which is really great. So I check on her sometimes. So the answer to that, that's the long answer, sorry. Answer is, Kate, yes, 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 we do.
A lot of people asking about Tom Hanks today.
Tom Hanks. Oh, my God, Tom Hanks. I was very lucky. I was really lucky. I sat next to him at a function. And stupid me. I didn't realize Tom Hanks. Didn't know. And he had lots of fuzzy words. I think he was in a movie, something to do with, he said he was learning how to talk to a coconut. So he had all this, you know, beard and the hair going on. And I honestly, I didn't think anything of him at all. I didn't even, you know, I didn't know who he was. So I had a lot of chat, 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 whatever, whatever. And then suddenly he sort of looked at me and I thought, oh, hang on a minute, here we go. He looked at me and he said, maybe you'd be able to help me. And I thought, oh, okay, what am I supposed to help you with? And there were certain things that was happening in his life that he needed an explanation of. And I helped him with it. He never did tell me his name. And then later I found out who he was. And I said, why the hell did you put me next to him then? But it's just what happened. So, yeah. Tom Hanks, there's a fight within him all the time. And I think he's been given an opportunity on occasions to become a handler, but I don't think he's taken that, allegedly. He's not taken the mantle to be a handler.
All right. And with that, you've gone into half an hour of overtime, Beverly, and appreciated. The other guest has arrived. We are going to be going over to forensic psychologist Dr. Leslie Dobson, is going to be dissecting Diddy. But
it'd
let
nice
me
nice to know if she agrees with what I'd seen with him. That would be amazing. I'll please ask her, because that was the very first session that we did, is when I RV'd him.
Let me just. I'm in two studios right now. I'm hearing two lots of people. Hold on a second. I'm going to end the stream.
Yep.
Check out all of Beverly's links in the description box, and we will see Beverly soon. So thank you for tuning in. Cheers.
Thank you. Take your foot out.